think because it was so important for the war effort that that goods get to market efficiently, you know, there was a lot of transportation bottlenecks of getting soldiers, munitions, food, et cetera, through Canada's existing railway lines. It needed to all be normalized and centralized. But they also didn't want farmers to go bankrupt. You know, all the farmers, for instance, there was a whole bunch of apple farmers in Nova Scotia who suddenly had no market for their apples. They needed to figure out something else to do, so the state sort of stepped in. They did the same with lobster. You know, suddenly these lobsters, which would be going to high-end markets, had no market, and so the state stepped in and tried to push lobster, canned lobster, for ordinary people. And the same was true with farmers. They stepped in with a whole bunch of different programs, such as subsidy programs, price floors for farm goods were introduced, things like the National Wheat Board, which, you know, emerged during this period. A big part of that was to protect farmers as well, to protect their markets, in part because Canada, you know, needed farmers to be able to produce all this food for the war. If they didn't know how the war was going to go, many people early on thought that that the Allies would lose, and it was sort of a, you know, Canada had to do everything it could to make sure this war effort was going to succeed. Mm-hmm. And part of that meant taking control of the economy.